Good morning, Freeman. Welcome to Breakfast with Refilwe. How are you today?
Good morning, Refilwe, and good morning to your listeners. I'm getting better. I am stressed about the just knowing and imagining the trauma that most of the candidates that were writing this assessment are feeling. And once again, I wish to extend my apology to the experience they went through, as well as assure them that we will do everything possible to make sure that, irrespective of the conditions, the assessment still tries to be as balanced and as fair as possible, given the challenges they had as they were writing.
All right. We appreciate the apology. Tell us what went wrong, Freeman.
The long and short of it, some challenges will always arise when you have these big exams, but they shouldn't get to this kind of proportion. Sometime last year, in our wisdom, in some of our operations, we took a decision to, when trainees come to write this assessment, they used to bring their own laptops. They would get them from their training offices, and some would get their own, but they would bring their own, and that would then be the way that they connect, and then they get the software loaded. But this year, for the first time, in this assessment, for the first time, we hired laptops for all of the people that were writing, plus minus 5,000. And some of the laptops, as it turned out, were not really up to scratch. But also, you then had a problem that would have arisen anyway, but it got worse with the laptops not being, some of the laptops not being up to scratch. And that is, as you pointed out, when they were uploading, logging in and then having to upload the software, with the clogging on the Wi-Fi and not being able to handle those volumes all at once. That just made matters worse in some of the venues. And in the biggest venue in Joburg, which takes about 2,700 trainees, it was madness. It was hell.
So what does this mean now, Freeman? I mean, one almost has to nullify any submissions that you got on that day, right? Because from a fairness invigilation perspective, we're not getting an adequate, fairly assessed perspective of people who are trying to get the assessment of professional competence certificate.
Yeah, at a glance, that would seem like a sensible thing to do. But if you think about it, trainees did sit for the whole 8 hours and write. Some of them, difficult as the situation was, could actually make it. So you also don't want to subject those that are likely to make it to have to retake the exam as a matter of course. But if they choose to, they could do so. So you want to be fair to those that would have made it, no matter how few they may be, depending given the circumstances. But at the same time, I think the gist of the point you are raising is about, what about those that do not make it and they would have made it? How do you then deal with that? There's two things. First, in the marking process, you need to be conscious of those additional pressures that the trainees were facing. But then when you've gone past that, you then need to also consider that they may need to do a retake. Often that comes at a cost. Then it would be unfair, quite frankly, to all of them, even those that would not have made it, to all of them, it would be unfair to expect them to have to pay for that additional paper. I think it's important that we think about the possibility, and the timing of that would be determined by a number of factors, including some interface with the candidates to understand some of the challenges that and the feelings that they are going through at the moment. So the decision as to whether you will have a second paper and when would be taken at a later stage. But it is a consideration if one needs to be fair to everybody.
Freeman, I am trying very hard. Sorry, we're actually out of time for this particular conversation.
Yeah.
But I just, in a very brief way, at a later stage is quite a difficult one for me. People are waiting for their qualifications. Probably there's a pending job offer in the new year on the back of this qualification.
Of
course, the integrity of the examination
yes.
needs to be preserved. And so one can't cherry pick to say you passed, so go, you failed, so rewrite. You kind of need to either use one of those curves that they use in high schools, like where you shift everybody up by 30% or whatever, or you need to kind of reassess the entire thing quite quickly.
Well, yes.
So I need a date, if you don't mind.
No. Look, I think to come with a date when that happens, it has to happen pretty soon. And the only closest thing I can do to give you something that is close to the date is that as soon as you are finished with the marking of this assessment, because of the point I made earlier, as soon as you're finished with the point of this assessment, you would have to do a retake. We can't wait for November because of the point you're making, that hinging on this are job prospects and so on. So it has to happen within a very short period of time. Mm-hmm. The reason why I am unable to give you the date at the moment is because there's a few considerations need to be made, including engaging the trainees themselves. Because if you're going to do that that paper now, if you're going to do that paper now so that they've written two papers, you then have to mark and give them the marks on the highest points that they get out of the two papers. But some might say, I don't want to retake if I have succeeded. So in which case, you have to wait until the results come out.
Right.
So that's why, that's the difficulty about giving a certain date.
Sure.
But the point I can make for sure is that we would have to make that date to be not far from this paper that we just written.
I think so.
Pretty close to the conclusion of the results.
Indeed. Freeman Nomvalo, thank you so much. The Chief Executive Officer of SAICA, taking this very seriously, and we appreciate that.